Last week, Pope Francis kicked the hornet's nest, we'll say inadvertently, when a clip was released about a documentary about his pontificate. That documentary goes by the name Franciscus, that showed Francis endorsing what we'll call government unions. This sent up a firestorm of controversy in the Catholic world, and the usual suspects, such as Catholic Answers and a lot of well-meaning people in general, claimed that it was a mistranslation. That isn't the case, as a priest from Latin America who is an expert on this topic has come out and publicly stated. I have a very brief bit from him on that today for you, but following that is the real subject, which are the two responses released by Cardinal Burke and Gerhard Mueller, who responded in defense of the faith and in defense of sacred tradition. Vigano also released a short statement as well, but it's just too much for here. Anyway, their statements will follow the brief explanation by the Spanish priest. As you can imagine, due to the nature of the subject, I'll have to soften the language just a touch without changing its meaning. YouTube is a wonderful and free place, right? Anyway, let's get to the priest first. And by priest, I mean Victor Manuel Fernandez, the Archbishop of La Plata, Argentina. He told Catholic News Agency the truth of the matter, quoting their article, "The Pope is seen to use the Spanish language phrase convivencia civil, which is translated in the Phillips subtitles as a civil union. After some Spanish-speaking priests said the translation was inaccurate, Archbishop Fernandez, a theologian who has long been close to the Pope, said that the Pope's phrase is substantially equivalent to the phrase civil union, but Fernandez, Archbishop of La Plata, Argentina, said Wednesday that the Pope's term connotes that kind of union as the term is commonly understood," end quote. There you have it. And this guy was close to the Pope. I hate to say it, but those of us who said Francis said that he was endorsing unions of this kind were right. I have that article as well as the statement from the bishops available for you to read on the sources blog at returntotradition.org. In addition, I, Trad Patrick, and Mike from Restoring the Faith had a live stream conversation this past Friday over on Rights and Duties, Trad Patrick's channel, on this topic if you want a deeper dive into this subject. We're dedicated to the truth and only want the truth out there, so you can navigate this period of chaos, so go listen to that. We did a lot of reading on this. But enough of that. Cardinal Raymond Burke and Cardinal Gerhard Mueller released separate short statements on this topic, and I have both of them for you here. First, we'll let Cardinal Burke give us his thoughts on Pope Francis's rather controversial statements last week. The worldwide communications media have reported with strong emphasis, as a change of course, the news that Pope Francis has declared that persons in the James Martin condition, as children of God, quote, have a right to have a family, and that no one should be thrown out or be made unhappy because of it, end quote. Moreover, they write that he has declared, quote, what we have to do is create a government union. In this way, they will be legally covered. I have defended this, end quote. The declarations were made in an interview with Evgeny Afnivsky, director of a documentary, Francesco, premiered on October 21, 2020, on the occasion of the Rome Festival. Such declarations generate great bewilderment and cause confusion and error among Catholic faithful, inasmuch as they are contrary to the teaching of sacred scripture and sacred tradition, and of the recent magisterium by which the Church guards, protects, and interprets the whole deposit of faith contained in sacred scripture and sacred tradition. They cause wonderment and error regarding the Church's teaching among good people of goodwill who sincerely wish to know where the Catholic Church teaches. They impose upon pastors of souls the duty of conscience to make fitting and necessary clarifications. First of all, the context and the occasion of such declarations make them devoid of any magisterial weight. They are rightly interpreted as a simple opinion of the person who made them. These declarations do not bind in any manner the conscience of the faithful, who are rather obliged to adhere with religious submission to what sacred scripture and sacred tradition and the ordinary magisterium of the Church teach on the matter in question. In particular, the following are to be noted. 1. Quote, basing itself on sacred scripture which presents James Martin acts as acts of grave depravity, tradition has always declared that, quote, James Martin acts are intrinsically disordered, end quote. See Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2357, and Sacred Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith document Persona Humanae. Inasmuch as they are contrary to the natural law, closed to the gift of life, and void of a true, effective, and sexual complementarity, therefore they cannot be approved. 2, the particular and sometimes deep-seated tendencies of persons, men and women, in the James Martin condition, which are for them a trial, although they may not in themselves constitute a sin, represent nonetheless an objectively disordered inclination. See Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2358, Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith document, letter to the bishops of the Catholic Church on the pastoral care of these persons, paragraph 3. They are therefore to be received with respect, compassion, and sensitivity, avoiding any unjust discrimination. The Catholic faith teaches the faithful to hate sin, but to love the sinner. 3. The faithful, and in particular Catholic politicians, are to oppose the legal recognition of these unions. See the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, Considerations Regarding Proposals to Give Legal Recognition to Unions Between These Persons. The right to form a family is not a private right to vindicate, but must correspond to the plan of the Creator who has willed the human being in sexual difference, male and female, he created them. See Genesis 1, verse 27. Thus calling man, male, and female to the transmission of life. Quote, because married couples ensure the succession of generations and are therefore eminently within public interest, civil law grants them institutional recognition. These unions, on the other hand, do not need specific attention from the legal standpoint since they do not exercise this function for the common good. And, quote, see the same pastoral letter from the bishops he cited earlier. To speak of a union of this type, in the same sense as the conjugal union of the married, is in fact profoundly misleading, because there can be no such union between persons of these kinds. In what regards the administration of justice, persons in the James Martin condition, as all citizens, can always make use of the provisions of law to safeguard their private rights. It is a source of deepest sadness and pressing pastoral concern that the private opinions reported with so much emphasis by the press and attributed to Pope Francis do not correspond to the constant teaching of the Church, as is expressed in sacred scripture and sacred tradition, and is guarded, protected, and interpreted by the magisterium. Equally sad and concerning is the turmoil, confusion, and error they cause among the Catholic faithful, as is the scandal they cause, in general by giving the totally false impression that the Catholic Church has had a change of course, that is, has changed its perennial teaching regarding such fundamental and critical questions. Signed, Raymond Leo Cardinal Burke, 22nd of October, 2020, in Rome. Next, we're going to have the response from Cardinal Gerhard Mueller on this whole mess. I do not know the exact wording of the interview, which is often ambiguous, but the effect is fatal. Catholic believers are irritated. The enemies of the Church feel confirmed by the representative of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose sonship they reject. Instead of using theological and philosophical arguments of reason, one appeals to feelings, thus using sentimentality to checkmate the rationality of faith. Faith does not depend on a political option in the right or left spectrum or in an ideological position between conservatism and progressivism, but only on the truth, which God himself is in his essence and in the word of his historical revelation. The Christian believes in God as the first truth, and recognizes the Pope and the bishops as successors of Peter and the other apostles. Loyalty to the Pope is different from idolatrous papalatry, similar to the principle that the leader or the party is always right. Wherever there is tension between the evident word of God and the infallible interpretation on the one hand, and private expressions of opinion even by the highest church authorities, the principle always applies, in dubio pro Deo. The magisterium serves the word of God and is never above revelation. In any case, this is the valid teaching of the Church on the relationship between the revelation of God in Christ and the magisterium subordinate to him. The present statement is a purely private expression of opinion which every Catholic can and should openly contradict. John Henry Newman, the famous cardinal and one of the greatest doctors of the modern age, has said that even worse than the financial corruption in ecclesiastical organizations and the moral corruption of clergy and lay leaders is the corruption in matters of revealed doctrine. That was and is the source of all grievance and scandals in church history. What is church sincerity or the freedom of a Christian? The same relationship exists between the Pope and bishops, especially the cardinals of the Holy Roman Church, as between Peter and the other apostles. Paul opposed Peter because he had deviated from the truth of the gospel through ambiguous behavior and speeches. In their interpretations of the letter to Galatians, Jerome, Augustine, and Thomas Aquinas take the side of Paul in terms of content, and praise Peter for his humility in allowing himself to be corrected by this. In the Catholic Church applies with regard to the complementarity of the sexes, marriage, and family, The Word of God in the definitive interpretation of the person and mission of Christ his Son towards the Pharisees, and then and now. Have you not heard that the Creator made them male and female in the beginning? That is why the man will forsake his father and mother and bind himself to his wife, and the two will be one flesh. See Matthew chapter 19, verse 4. There is no right to marriage and family unless a man and a woman, according to their God-created nature, freely say to one another in their conscience and before God's face, only you and forever, until death do us part. Outside of legitimate marriage, according to God's will, every sexual union is objectively a grave sin, regardless of the subjective guilt, which only God knows and whose forgiveness we can trust ourselves to be forgiven at any time. But we must not sin frivolously towards the mercy of God, and instead of being justified by his judgment of grace, we must see our sinful action confirmed by the applause of de-Christianized contemporaries. The Catechism of the Catholic Church clearly distinguishes between pastoral care and personal care for people with a tendency towards people of this kind, and the objective assessment of James Martin acts, or normal acts, outside of marriage that are in contradiction to God's commandment. Whoever says that he remains in him must also lead a way of life as he has led him. See 1 John chapter 2, verse 6. Keeping the commandments of God is an expression of love for him, and the recognition of its healing effect on people. Instead of meeting with people who feel that they have confirmed their attitude and wrong thinking and who show off a picture of the Pope in front of the world, the Pope should study Daniel Mattson's book and invite him to a conversation. He's an American who has found his way from the indignity of promiscuity to a celibate life in the freedom and glory of the children of God. See Romans chapter 8, verse 21. Signed, Cardinal Gerhard Mueller, retired prefect for the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith. So there you have it. Much needed leadership from the hierarchy, such as it is. Anyway, let me know your thoughts on this in the comments, please. And thank you for listening and your support of this channel. And please, 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 please pray for the church. Obviously, we need it now in these times of chaos. Thanks for listening. I'm Anthony Stein. Ave Maria.